Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the 7th Eve Sports Podcast on Audio Boom. It's Tuesday. Of course, they ran the race yesterday, so it's another Tuesday NASCAR podcast with our good friend Matt Nelson. Matt, how are you today, my friend?
Doing good, Chef. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. It's always a blast to have you on. Well, let's recap the action. Of course, rain was the big story at Pocono on Sunday, so naturally they moved the Sprint Cup race to Monday, and it was all said and done. Some beating, some banging, all kinds of great stuff. The sun was out, and in the end, Matt, the outlaw, Kurt Busch, snaps a 34-race winless streak by winning in the Exalta We Paint Winners. Winner. We talked last week about him, how he was Mr. Consistent without a victory. Now he has the victory.
Yeah, you're talking about consistency for Kurt Busch. I mean, he has been knocking on the doorstep of getting that first win of the season, so to see him do that at a track where he's had success, he's now a three-time winner at the Tricky Triangle. It's great to see Kurt Busch finally pull through and not only get that first win of the season, but also punch his ticket into the chase, a much-needed win for Kurt Busch.
No doubt. The fuel mileage, maybe he was, I think he was playing with everybody when he said he was two laps short on gas. Yeah, he had enough to win the race, do a burnout, and drive to victory lane. So I think everybody else is going to be looking for the 41 team just to figure out how exactly did you do that? No, by the way, they do it, Matt, with an interim crew chief.
Yeah, I think that was the most underrated story in terms of Kurt Busch's win. I mean, the fact that he does it with a crew chief that I'm sure most of the NASCAR nation really hasn't heard about, I think that's spectacular. And to see you know, a new inexperienced crew chief get the job done, you know, that is that's a huge blessing. And, you know, who knows, it could lead to more things down the road for this guy.
Hey, who knows? He plays it to perfection and wins it at Pocono. Matt, I think after all this time, I remember back in the spring and I kept saying, you know, I said, I love Chase, but I think he's going to hit the rookie wall, and I think Austin Dillon's going to get that first win first. I think I'm starting to come over to your way of thinking. Chase, in his first Cup race at Pocono, leads the most laps and finishes in the top five. Matt, how much longer are we going to have to wait? Surely it's coming soon, right?
Oh, absolutely, Seth. I mean, the fact that he did it at a racetrack where he never really had any experience at. I mean, it was his first race at Pocono, and he leads race high 51 laps on three different occasions. Just to see him dominate this race on a track that he's never been to before is outstanding. Now, I remember early on, he was trying to fend off a couple of Joe Gibbs Racing drivers, and Matt Kenseth and Kyle Busch. They were trying to slingshot their way around Chase Elliott, put him in the middle of a three-wide battle, and Elliott decides that, hey, I don't want you guys taking the lead away from me. I want to lead this thing and try to win. So they're trying to slingshot around him on the front stretch. And as they head for turn one, Elliott goes high. He leaves some room for Kenseth, and Elliott just pulls away. I think we're due. I think Chase Elliott's due. I mean, you got a couple of we got some high-speed ovals coming up. Michigan's this upcoming weekend. He's obviously heading to a new track in Sonoma, a track that Chase has never really raced on before, later on this month. And, of course, you've got Kentucky and Daytona. So I think we're due. It's just a matter of whether or not Chase Elliott can put together that full race and come away with that first career Sprint Cup Series win.
It is a matter of time. I mean, yesterday I think was the proof. But like you said, he's at a track that he's never really run at. I think he has won an ARCA race there, but this is in a Sprint Cup race, and he goes out and does that. I mean, what more can this guy do? Well, you feel bad for the other rookie in some ways, Ryan Blaney. He finished 10th again because he's getting overshadowed by how good Chase has been. But Ryan's top 16 in the Chase grid, and he got a top 10.
Yeah, I think it's a solid run for Ryan Blaney. And again, it goes back to what I said about Chase Elliott. This is a track that Ryan Blaney, I mean, yeah, he does have some experience at Pocono. Won in a truck back in 2013 when the Camping World Truck Series, I believe it was one of their first times, if not the first time the Truck Series went to the Tricky Triangle. But I think that's a solid run for Blaney. I think he has been continuing to improve and improve as the season goes on. I think if he just keeps working at it, I think that he too will find victory lane in the not-too-distant future.
Agree with that. And Fords, for some reason, always do seem to run well at Michigan, so maybe he could be a possible dark horse this weekend. We'll get to that in a second. Let's run down some of the other ones. Dale Earnhardt Jr. finishes in second. Brad Keselowski, we'll get to him later on in the show. He finished third. And Joey Logano had an interesting day. Fifth. Some other shout-outs. Trevor Bayne and Ricky Stenhouse with top 15s again. Bayne 13th, Stenhouse 15th. Clint Bowyer, the 8 Scott team, finishes 18th. And even though it wasn't a top 20, decent run for Ty Dillon. Led three laps during a thanks to some pit strategy, and he gave the Levine Family Racing team a nice 21st place finish.
Yeah, let's talk about Roush Family Racing first. You mentioned Trevor Bayne. He slowly made his way inside the top 10 leading the race, but again, fell back to 13th. Still a solid day for Bayne overall. Good run for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You know, again, like Bayne, really didn't show up until very late in the race. Also, not to mention that Stenhouse, that car was bright with a lot of yellow, orange, and Sunny D involved. Anyway, yeah, those are some pretty good runs for Roush Family Racing. You mentioned Clint Bowyer in 18th place ever. That's actually a pretty good day for H. Scott Motorsports. And you know, it's something I've been thinking about for the last couple of months. I think Bowyer is starting to slowly turn this team around. I mean, yeah, he has a lot more experience than a guy like Michael Annette. But I think when you look at what Bowyer has done to try and help this team, I think he's doing a pretty good job of trying to turn them around. You know, he's given them a couple of top tens here and there. But I think an 18th place effort at Pocono, that's a pretty solid day, not only for Bowyer, but for all of H. Scott Motorsports. Then you mentioned Ty Dillon. Eventually, you know, like you said, he worked his way up to the front of the field pretty late in the race, actually. Led a few laps, and I think just to see him out in front of the field in a Sprint Cup race and to see him finish on the lead lap, kudos to him. I mean, here's a driver that I think a lot of media members and fans like you and I thought were going to have a full-time ride in the Sprint Cup series at the start of the season. Well, I think he's due. I think this silly season is going to be very important for a guy like Ty Dillon because, think about it for a minute, Seth, he's running for an Xfinity Series championship. This might be one of his best shots at doing so. And I think that if he just keeps on doing his thing, and if he finishes consistently and eventually gets the victory lane in NASCAR's second-tier series, I think he's going to find himself in a full-time Sprint Cup series right next year.